you know, the CDC guidelines have been confusing. They've been befuddling. They have seemed to defy science as we know it in some ways. But I guess this is the reality. And this is probably why they changed those guidelines to reflect exactly what we were seeing right now. I mean, I don't understand why they didn't say that at the time. But knowing that you're going to have, what did you say, 1% of the population being infected, having 10% infected at any point in time as we've been moving through the last several weeks, is that what the CDC saw and knew? Is that why we've gotten this kind of crazy guidance?
Well, I think the CDC guidelines reflect the reality that a lot of the spread right now is being done by people who are mildly or asymptomatic and aren't turning over their infections. And so to impose all the regulations and restrictions on a small percentage of people who are actually getting diagnosed and self-isolating isn't going to control this epidemic. Just like we're not doing contact tracing right now, a lot of schools aren't making recommendations to quarantine students when there's a case in the class because there's just so much infection that you're not going to be driving this epidemic by the infections that you're turning over. I think with respect to the CDC guidance more generally, I mean, the reality is that the CDC is not an agency accustomed to talking to the public. They usually issue their recommendations through public health agencies to providers. In this epidemic, they were thrust into a position of having to issue bottom-line recommendations to consumers. It's not something they do. And I think we made a mistake all along for the last 2 years looking to the CDC for guidance on how we were going to live our lives. We really should have been looking to more local authorities for that kind of guidance. You know, ultimately, you need to reform the CDC. We need some kind of federal public health agency capable of doing this. But CDC was not that agency. And it's very hard for an agency to self-organize and reform itself in a setting of a crisis. CDC has been unable to do that.